When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Word!
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Prepare to be infuriated, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, God. We're going to open the show with this?
Yeah,
prepare to be infuriated?
It's serious stuff.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, I don't know. You can move it to it. No, it's pretty upsetting.
All right. Here it is.
I think I need to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Lubol.
Yes.
Is as sweet as they come, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always been a little worried about that. And so, little Lubol comes home from school a couple weeks ago. And, you know, the day's just going by. And it gets to be nighttime, and she goes, "Something happened, and I don't want to tell you."
Oof.
So I go, "Well, why don't you want to tell me, Mama?" And she goes, "I'm worried you'll be mad." And I said, "Lou, if you tell me the truth, even if I am mad, I won't do anything to you, okay? No punishments." Because I'm trying to make it so they can tell me stuff.
Sure.
And be safe, right? Or feel safe enough to tell me so I can keep them out of danger. And I said, why is it important you tell me the truth? And she's like, "So you can protect me." I'm like, "Right, do I need to protect you?" And she just looks at me and I go, "It's okay, what happened?" And she goes, "Someone touched me on my privates." Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I pause for a second before I unravel and I go, "Okay, sweetie." I'm like, "Who touched you?" And she's like, "A boy in my class." So I go, "Okay." I go, "That's okay." I go, "I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad." And I go, "Listen." And I'm like, "I think, you know, what I would like to know from you is how you feel about it." And I said, you know, in some cases, because I wasn't sure if it was like kids playing doctor. You know, she's 6 and a half.
Yeah.
And I've been there, you know, I was there 6 or 7, same age. And I said, you know, was it the kind of thing where like you touched him, he touched you? And I'm like, "That's okay. You know, that happens. Mommy did that. I did that. That happens." She goes, "No." And I said, "Okay, sweetie, tell me what happened."
Oh, my God. Your guts must have just been.
Wait for it. So that's not even the part that's disturbing, right? So she tells me, which is shocking. So she tells me, like, we're playing this game. In, you know, at the recess, and the kid like reaches over
and touches her over her clothes, obviously, you know, and I go, okay. I'm like, so tell me what happened then. Did you tell anyone? She's like, I told the coach or whatever, some guy, and she goes, and he talked to him. I said, okay. And I said, did anything else happen? And she said, no. And I am now furious because I'm like, how did no one call me from the school?
Yeah, no kidding.
To say, hey, you know, this has occurred. We're dealing with it. We're talking to the little boy's parents, whatever. I go, okay. So I said, I'd like to go in tomorrow and talk to the principal. Are you okay with that? And she said, yeah. And I said, sweetie, I want you to tell this kid never to touch you again. And she's like, I'm scared. And I said, don't be scared. And she's like, I need you there with me. And I said, fine. So Phoenix is there, right? And Phoenix is listening. Phoenix is like, I want to go. And you know what? He's 4.5. I'm like, okay. Because you know, my worst fear is he becomes that boy, which, you know, can happen. So I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, let him see, you know. So I have that whole talk with my son. I'm like, this is not how real men behave. You know, I'm like, good men, women want good men to hold them and love them. And, you know, this is not how Uncle G behaves or Cody behaves. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I go through the list. And so we go to school. Heidi is like, I take her to school. I walk in the principal's office with both of my kids, and I am, steam is coming. And all these women gather around, and they were amazing, right? They're like, Lou, you can always talk to us. You know what happened? We got you. We got your back. So on and so forth. The principal comes in, and she's like a temporary principal because our principal had some sort of a surgery or something. And she seems like a nice enough lady. So it begins. And oh my God, Janice, it was like rape culture 101. She gets the notepad.
Oh no.
She gets a pen and starts asking her all these questions, which, okay, right? Fine. Can't accuse somebody of something that... I know my kid, though, and like Lou is in tears. Not hysterical crying, just tears are streaming down her face. Like, I know my kid. She hates confrontation. Yep. This is a Lou Ball nightmare. This isn't like, oh, I wanted attention. Like, I'm sure on some level she feels ashamed. I'm sure she already feels like it's her fault. Maybe there's a part of her that felt excited by it and she doesn't know what to do with those emotions. Sure. You know, she's ashamed about that. You know, it's like, I know my kid. This is not fake, right? She showed me what he did. He like reached over. They were playing some game where he was trying to like keep her out of somewhere and like reached over and grabbed her. And it wasn't like he accidentally brushed her. You know, I know my kid. I know my kid's lying to me. And what were you doing? What were you playing? What do you think happened? Did you say no? Did you tell anybody? Did you this? Did you that? Right? What did you say? Did you say this? Did you do that? Did you this, that? Right? And it's like you can see how a woman would feel like it's her fault. Well, did you say no? Well, did you tell him not to? Well, did you this? Well, did you that? Well, what happened? And even though I know this woman has to ask these questions, you can see where a woman would be like, well, I didn't say no in the, because she's so shocked, right? And, or she didn't know, or she told someone but didn't know what to, you know, she's 6 years old. Yep. She's like, I'm going to talk to the little boy. So she goes to talk to the little boy, who apparently says it was an accident. She comes back, the principal comes back in, and she goes, okay, so I talked to him and he said it was an accident. And you guys were playing this game, which is exactly what Lou said. And he said he accidentally brushed you and said he was sorry. And Lou said that he said he was sorry. And Lou goes, he did it. And I looked at him and he said he was sorry. And it's like, well, obviously he knows he's not supposed to do it, which is why he's saying he's sorry. And she says to Lou, do you think it was probably an accident?
Ouch.
And you know it was not an accident, right? And Lou looks at me and I go, baby, tell the truth. And she goes, it could be. She goes, so it was an accident then? And I looked at Lou and I go, Lou, was it an accident? And she goes, no, mama. And I wanted to kill that woman. And I looked at her again and I go, I know my kid. It's not an accident. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to get him and bring him in here. And Lou's like panicking, right? And because the woman's like, you need to leave me. She goes, because the little boy's parents aren't here.
And this is so ironic because I've been talking and talking and talking to Lou because she hates fighting. She hates confrontation. Like, her little spirit is as pure as the driven snow. Whereas my other one is like a total brawling little whirlwind devil child. And I'm like, sweetie. And she's like, why do I have to fight? Why do I have to say that? Why do I have to do this? And I was like, because sometimes words aren't enough. There are times when we don't have a choice, when we have to defend ourselves or protect our boundaries. So she's like, mama needs to leave because the little boy's wait outside. Because the little boy's mom isn't there, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised she was bringing the boy in without his parents.
Me
there.
Too. So I look at Lou and I go, this is exactly the moment that you and I have been talking about, right? Where I can't be here. I said, I will always have your back. I will always support you. I will always love you. And I was like, I'm right outside this door, but this is the thing, one of those things that you have to do on your own. And she's like, no, mama, no. I was like, you can do it. Well, the little boy walks in. Kid's got to be a sociopath. I mean, here's me, my son, who's as big as this kid, by the way, at 4. My son's as big as this 6.5, 7-year-old. The principal walks in, and I mean, the kid's not even red in the face. Nothing. I would have been intimidated. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Flops his ass down in the chair, sits there and like gives Lou this look, smug little look of like, whatever. You know what I mean? Phoenix, and she goes, this is Lou's mom. And I said, I won't say the kid's name, but I was like, hello. And it was like, I can't beat the crap out of a 6-year-old. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? One day my son could do something like that. It could happen. And then as a parent, I will, you know,
deal with it
intensely enough that it doesn't happen again. But, you know, my son gets up, walks over to him, squares off shoulder to shoulder because she goes, this is Lou's brother, Phoenix, and looks him down, like literally stares this kid down. And because Phoenix has no, he's just like, you know, he has no issue with that. And she's like, you guys need to wait outside. And we waited outside and Lou, you know, I didn't get the full story because she's not totally comfortable with it. And she doesn't like to talk about it because she says it makes her cry. But the principal said, you'd be proud of her. She said, you know, it made me mad. It made me sad. You know, don't touch me unless you touch my arm. You're only allowed to touch my arm. But the reason I'm telling this story is because I saw, you know, you just don't know. You don't know prejudice. You don't know rape culture. You don't know sexism. You don't know any of that stuff until you see it with your own eyes or you experience it. And I know what the world is like. And people talk and talk and talk about rape culture, rape culture, rape culture. And this kid, Brock Turner, that scumbag prick that did 3 years in jail or 3 months in jail. Yeah. But the part that got me was did you say no? What were you playing? What were you doing? Don't you think it was probably an accident?
Tell me
that
something.
That got me. That got me.
Was she going by a criteria? Did she have a list in front of her? Did it just seem to be coming off the top of her
head?
No,
it was a blank piece of paper and a pen. But I was like, maybe this is protocol. I don't know.
Even if she did have a list, it needs to be updated.
Well, it's also, they're trying to like sweep it under the rug. So
well, yeah,
don't
you think it was an accident?
Like, nothing.
So don't
wrong.
You think it was probably an accident?
Well, look at the way that sentence is structured.
Yeah, and you I know. Knew, I had Lou show me what happened. It was a reach, grab, pause. My daughter is not a liar. My son has his moments. He's 4. But like, Lou does not lie. She does not swear. She does not lie. She's that kind of kid. You know what I mean? Like, people come up to me on the regular and they go, your daughter is the sweetest, kindest little girl. Like, Phoenix is a little bit different. He's like me, right? You know, he's Mr. Funny, Mr. Charisma, Mr. Crazy, Mr. Outgoing, Mr. Entertaining. But he's a little boy. He's Dennis the Menace. Lou, no way.
So no. did you leave the school that day feeling resolved at all?
I said, if anything like this happens again, I'm taking this all the way up the ladder. I'll have you know. And they were like, oh, of course. No, you know, this would never happen again. And I said, look. But the other women were amazing. And Lou's teacher wasn't there that day, who she loves. And they had a sub. And the sub was like, is that why you were holding my leg, Lou, all day long? But dude, 6 years old. She's 6 years old. And again, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm glad this happened now. She's going to learn to say no. She's going to learn this kind of confrontation. But it was the worst. And she was really disturbed. And we can't be like, well, it's locker room talk. That's what boys do. it was just an accident.
I guess you know.
And I called Giancarlo, and Giancarlo's like, I'm going to throw that kid across the room. I'm like, you can't. He's a six-year-old. You know, it's not like he's a teenager. You can't do that.
Do you know if his parents were ever contacted?
Nope.
They weren't.
I don't.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. But maybe, because the kid's probably going to go home and be like, I got called into the principal's office. You know, who knows? But I can't believe they didn't call me. I can't believe the coach did nothing and swept it under the rug. I can't believe, like, and I said to my son, I'm like, Phoenix, if you ever do anything like this, the consequences will be severe. You understand that, correct? I'm like, this is not okay behavior. And you know something? I can see him doing it out of curiosity. He's four. You know what I mean? Maybe. I could see maybe. Like, Giancarlo was like, I did something like that once when I was, like, four. This kid's almost seven. I think he's seven. And he's like, my dad beat the shit out of me. Mind you, it was, you know, the 70s. But, or the early 80s. But it's like, I don't even know what I would do. I would have the most serious talk. I don't, how do you even have a talk with a four-year-old? I mean, but if he did it at, like, seven, eight, I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah, I would talk to...
I don't know either, but I mean, I
do. You got to deal with it, though. You must deal with it.
But how do you, you know, this is where I would have to have a shrink involved, because I know. How do you decipher between curiosity? You know, there is a curiosity when you're little.
Sure.
You know,
about, I get
about
it.
Things. So where do you draw the line? I mean, this.
It's a teaching moment. And thank God that's all that happened. But I don't feel like that kid was taught anything. Instead, don't you think it was an accident? My God, I wish, you know what I should have done is got an expert to comment on how to handle this. Because it does kind of leave everybody like, whoa. But what I found so shocking was that...
Maybe we will. Maybe next week we will. Maybe next week we'll have somebody.
All right, news.
All right.
Yeah.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you,
They're worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Manis, I read a study in Popular Science, and it has to do with, or the study wasn't in Popular Science, but it was written about on Popular Science, okay. PopScience.com. And it's about how alcohol makes you eat more.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but they found like a thing that it turns on in your brain.
Oh, I thought it was just you're just a sloppy ass drunk and crappy food just seemed to go hand in hand.
No, well, you'd think, right?
Especially gravy. Fucking love gravy. Spoonfuls of gravy.
I hate gravy.
Yeah, oh, mix it with a little bit of cheese. You can put it on fries or not, but it's really good.
You just eat gravy and cheese? That's sometimes. Disgusting.
It's so good. But I regret it the next day.
But drunk food is usually like that. You know, you usually make yourself or buy yourself something just horrific. Ugh. You don't have any consciousness about it. But I didn't know that there was actually something chemical. That so kind of, I did not know that. I thought that was
just
sloppiness.
Listen to this. Okay. What's up with that inevitable late night chicken nugget run? According to a study published Tuesday in Nature Communications, which is, I've never heard of that journal, but it's possible that alcohol actually activates the brain cells that cue your body to chow down. So they did a study on mice, not humans. So it says now, you know, the connection is speculative, but researchers are eager to confirm that the same mechanism exists in humans. So in mice, it turned on, hang on a second.
God, poor mouse.
I know, drunk mice. Drunk I know. Mice. I know it. It says that basically they injected their stomachs with the equivalent of a couple bottles of wine each day. I know, in humans, whoa. I guess. And it said they ate more than the sober control group did, especially on day two when the hangover was starting to hit them. And it says the scientists didn't ask, ha ha, whatever. Okay, anyway, once they established that mice, like humans, overindulge while overindulging, the researchers investigated something called AGRP, or agouti-related protein neurons. So basically, they're an integral part of the mouse brain's feeding circuit. So alcohol activates these AGRP neurons, and when they're activated, they eat more. When they're deactivated, it says they stop eating. And the alcohol-inspired electrical activity in those neurons.
But that's really interesting that even the next day, because you do...
Yeah.
I remember when I used to drink, that the next day I would always go for a certain kind of comfort food because you feel so crappy.
Yeah.
You eat not as foolishly, but you definitely, you know...
Yeah, boozy do.
I can't eat the next day until like... 2 p.m. or 3 p.m.
Tina's is going to be... Don't. Do you have a change of pants today?
Find Jillian's rug.
You can't call me Boozy Doo.
Why?
Because I'm not Boozy Doo anymore. I used to be Boozy Doo.
Boozy Doo.
Boozy Doo. But still, it's still... God, it was such a wrong time of my life. The thing is, though,
yeah,
it's
booze.
I'm
a boozer.
I still don't understand, though, how they, to me, it's still just, alcohol takes away your logic. So to me, it's just sloppy. It's still sloppy eating.
But I used to think it was still I was sloppy eating, right? You'd think like, okay, well, you've been out drinking and now it's time for another meal and then you're wasted and your judgment is impaired. But this shows that like you're actually physically being cued to eat more, which I thought was fascinating. And plus the way that your body processes alcohol. Because alcohol needs to be processed first by the liver before anything else can get processed. So any other calories you consume are going to automatically get stored.
Now, I will say, I've noticed over there, Sally Sassy Pants.
Is that my name?
Yes.
Boozy Doo 2?
Boozy Doo 2 has dropped some weight because of the alcohol.
I made Boozy Doo go sober for January. I do.
Nick, I can see it.
Well, I appreciate that. However, I don't know if it's just the alcohol or the fact that I've eaten nothing but soup because I haven't been able to eat anything else. And I have been shitting my brains out.
Because you had the bad tooth.
Yeah.
No, well, the tooth isn't why it was shitting its brains out. No, I think it. I don't know why it was shitting its brains.
I tried to integrate other food besides soup back into my diet after the oral surgery.
And then you went poopy doo.
Yeah.
Did you take antibiotics?
I was
on
antibiotics.
But that's going around. Like Phoenix last night in the car. Oh my God, I was dying. We were leaving a restaurant, and he's like, "Got diarrhea," and I in the back of the car, right? And I'm like, "Okay, buddy, we're almost home." He's like. No, I'm serious, though. He's like, now. So we pulled over.
Why does every time you...
The side of the road.
You mimic Phoenix. He sounds
That's
like...
That's what he sounds like.
He sounds like he's from
Rami.
Like...
That's what he sounds like. I'm not joking. Rami. So got diarrhea. Like... Yeah. I'm going to have Heidi do it for you. Ugh. So I pulled over, and he's like... I think he said something like, where do we hide? Because it was on PCH, and Heidi's like, you're just...
He peed on Heidi last time on PCH on her
that
shoe.
That was on Kanan. That was on Kanan. Yeah, and he wouldn't go. And then he's like, I'll wait. So I was like, well, then you must not have to go. Because he started screaming, and boy, did he have to go. It exploded out of there.
Well, where did you stop? On Malibu Canyon?
He just said he wanted to wait. And then we were fine. So I thought he must have been pulling a fast one. Honey, can you do an impersonation of Phoenix the other night when he had to go poop in the car?
When he had diarrhea?
Yeah.
Why? You do a good impression. You do it.
Because Janice doesn't believe that he sounds the way I'm saying he sounds. So could you do it?
Well, you do it, and I'll either confirm or deny.
Mommy, got diarrhea.
No, it doesn't really sound like
yes,
that.
Yes, it does sound just like that.
No. He was like, I have to go potty. I have to go poop. I'm going to have diarrhea. I'm going to diarrhea in my pants.
Well, he doesn't ever say diarrhea.
He did say diarrhea.
No, honey. He can't say R's. He said diarrhea. So there you're wrong. Do you deny that? Do you deny that the child cannot say R's?
No, he doesn't say R's.
No, he doesn't. And he doesn't say L's. He says woo. And diarrhea. I'm not joking. Do you have the child? What time is it?
No, he's at school.
Go to the child's school, pick up the child, call me. And I'm going to have him tell you the story, Janice. Okay, yeah, go get the child.
All right.
Call me, though, because he doesn't say I have to go,
yes,
I have diarrhea.
Heidi, because we need
he
to
said,
know.
He said, Mommy, I have diarrhea. That's what he said. You know it's true.
All right, I'll call you. I'll try to remember.
Okay, bye. What were we talking about?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, Jillian, Brenda is calling from Austin, Texas. Brenda, this is Jillian.
Hey, Brenda, what's going on?
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, bud. Back at ya.
You're just such a force for good in the world. You're an inspiration.
I have you fooled, Brenda. I've got you fooled. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
So let me tell you where I'm at. So I have a new job as of 6 months.
Career coach.
Great. Very cool. But I have a work schedule where I'm working a lot later in the day. So my boyfriend shifted his schedule as well.
Oh, not career coach.
He grew up in a family where having dinner together every night was like super important. It's like a value for him. And in my family, we didn't do that. My mom just kind of like left food out. And when you were ready, you ate it.
Okay.
And so he wants me to wait until I'm done with my work day and he comes home to have dinner with him together as a family. But by then, I am so freaking hungry. So what ends up happening is like I'll
overeat.
Have two snacks instead of one, or I overeat. And I feel like I'm eating like 300, 400 extra calories a day that I just don't need.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Well, you know what I think? I think there's a simple solution to this, as crazy as it sounds. I would just – have you told him, like, babe, it's – screwing up like my whole eating schedule. Like I just, it might be simple for you, but it's not for me. So I hear you and you want to connect, you know, over dinner. So you need to hear me though and know that it's like, it's messing up my eating schedule and I feel like I'm overeating. And so what I would love to do is how about I eat when I need to eat and then I'll sit with you while you eat and we can just catch up about your day.
Yeah, well,
Janice doesn't like that answer. What's wrong, Manis?
No, because I know Brenda's tried that. I know in Brenda's note she's tried that.
Oh, you tried that.
He was so, yeah.
You didn't prep me, Manis.
One day he came home and he was like, you know, what's up with dinner? And I was like, oh, I made stuff in the crock pot. I just had mine, but I'll sit with you while you eat yours when I'm done with work.
Okay.
And Jillian, the look on his face, like he was crushed. He was so sad.
Okay, but honey, so this is something else for him. There's something else going on. I think it's, have you had a talk with him about this?
Well, he basically said that, you know, like my parents grew up doing this every night and it was like really special and it's something that I want to do too. And so my impulse is like, well, can I like train my body to be hungrier later or...
Honey, here's the thing. What I would have told you was, okay, we'll have a snack and then eat with him then. But if you're like, I feel like I end up having two snacks and then I overeat and that's just not working for you. And the thing is that relationships, it's not about settling, but in certain instances, it is about compromise. And I feel like I would say, listen, babe, I get that this is important to you. I'm not asking you to eat alone. But you also have to understand that, like, physiologically, this is what works for me. So I'm sitting here with you, talking with you. We're spending time together. But my blood sugar didn't crash 2 hours ago. Like, I get what you need. And I'm trying to meet you there. But you need to get what I need. And I'm wondering if there's not more to it. Like, I remember, I don't know, this could be totally wrong, especially since you're giving me the family history. So maybe it really is that simple. But I remember one time, I think like everyone, you know, we'd gotten everyone's breakfast ready. And Heidi sat down, and the kids sat down, and they started eating. And I was so pissed. And I felt like, you know... I facilitate all of this, I deal with all of it, and, you know, I get everything ready, and you guys can't even wait for me to eat, you know, and it was a bigger thing, I realize, than that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
I really do think it's like the highlight of his day.
But what I'm not getting is that you're still sitting there, so that's what I don't understand. It's not like you aren't with him. That's why I'm wondering if there's something else going on. And I might push him to just be like, babe,
I get that this is really important to you, and I get that it's quality time. I'm confused why I have to be shoveling food in my mouth, though.
Exactly.
Why? Like, I'm here, I'm focused on you, more so probably than I'd be without food in my face. Like, I want to hear about your day. I want to share my day with you.
I'm not grumpy.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, like,
I'm not grumpy.
Yeah, like, I, you know, I don't understand what the actual food in front of me means to you. I want to understand. I would then also say, like, please try to see it from my point of view, because you have needs too, and he's gonna have to learn that it's like, hey, you know, this is a relationship. It's give and take, which, you know, maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't. I don't know him. And then I might inquire if there's something. It just feels like there's something else. Is there anything else? Has he said anything else? Does he act? Is he upset about anything else?
Not that I know of. I mean, I know that, you know, my new job has definitely been an adjustment for both of us.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's going on with that?
Well, I'm just, you know, I used to have
more
no money and a lot of free time. Uh-huh. And now I have what I consider to be a lot of money, but no free time at all.
Right. Okay. So that's what's going on. For sure. It's not about whether or not you have food in front of you. Did you, God, this is a big spoiler alert. Did you see La La Land?
I did, yeah.
Okay, anybody who did not see...
We actually saw it together.
Okay, anybody that did not see... Who didn't see La La Land?
I haven't, but I'm okay if you tell.
It's a little part of it.
Okay.
Nicole, you can leave. I actually had to go. I had no interest in seeing this movie because I... I'm not interested in musicals and have no taste. But my six-year-old wanted to see it, and it was pissing rain in Los Angeles, so I ended up going to see La La Land because Heidi took Fiend. It was like, go to a two-year-old's birthday, he was turning three, or go to see La La Land. I went to La La Land so with a six-year-old. So anyway, there's a moment where the guy character gets a job, and he's traveling all the time for work. And she, the girl character, is feeling... left behind, left out. She's still not professionally successful, and she's never seeing him, and they have this huge fight, right? You know the fight I'm talking about. And he's like, I feel like you just like me better when I was on my ass. And the thing of it is, I wonder if there isn't something to be said about when maybe you didn't have a lot of money and you had more time for him, because he might have felt more needed. Because it was like, okay, well, you know, you don't have a lot of money, but like I can, you know, maybe he was feeling a little bit more needed there. And you had more time for him. Does that at all possibly ring a bell or trigger anything?
I was definitely, you know, the fact that I didn't have that much money to contribute to the relationship, I like contributed a lot of sweat equity. You know, I cooked and I did more things to make him feel special, and I would still love to do those things. I just don't have time.
Right. That's what this is about. It is not about whether you have food on your plate. And it's just what you're going to have to, and this is, and by the way, for all women listening, you can be like, he needs to grow up, man up, dude. Like, you can say that all you want, but the reality is how he's going to feel. And I'm saying this to you only because I've been there with Heidi, and it was after we had kids. And I was like, I get it, you know, and she's like, well, I'm just tired and I'm just dealing with the kids and I'm just, and the problem is that it gets to a point where, you know, I got to a place where I was like, well, there's, you know, nothing left for me. Like, you don't scratch my head on the couch anymore. You used to go with me on these business trips. You used to care about, you know, what I had to say. Now you just fall asleep on the couch at 8:30. And she was like, we have two young kids, you know, what do you want from me? And the thing is, no one's wrong. It just has to be worked out and talked about. And it has to be. So maybe it's like, babe, I don't think it's about this per se. I'm wondering if it's about the fact that like I haven't had enough time and you feel like I haven't been, you know, able to do those things I used to do. And you know, it isn't because I don't love you, and it isn't because I don't think you're special. I just have to work. And, you know, and then maybe looking for ways to do that. So it's like, this is what I am going to do. I am going to sit here and talk with you while you eat. You know, it's like, I am going to pick a weekend a month, and maybe we can get away together. But that's what's going on. It's not about the food in front of you at dinner.
Yeah. And just, you know, defining what quality time means.
Yeah, that's right. Because quality time is the key. It can't be like, oh, I'm so tired. And then I'm so tired too. And that's just it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Men, I find it's very interesting. And again, I speak in generalizations, but I think that I understand men more than many women because I have played that traditional role in my household. And I think men are not great at expressing what they need. And sometimes what they need is like head rubs. I know it's like you think I'm going to say hand jobs, but I'm telling you, I don't think, you know, I really don't find that that's it. It's like they want to be nurtured a little bit. Like mom, I mean, it just like have their, like my son, and I'm like, this is what he's going to, you know, this is where it all begins. Like his favorite thing in the world is to wake up in the morning and get in bed with Heidi and I. And he was doing it at 4 and 4:30 and 5. I was like, sweet mother of God. So I was like, look, dude, we're going to set your owl. He has this little stuffed animal that tells him when he can get up. And I'm like, we're going to set your owl. And so Lou does it when he goes to bed, right? So he goes to bed an hour before her. She gets into bed, falls asleep in our room. I take her to her bed. Then he gets up a half an hour before her, comes in our room and snuggles. He comes in and he's like, rub my head, scratch my arm, rub my back. And that's what he wants. He just wants both of us. He bosses both of us around. You scratch my head. You rub my arm. You tickle my back. You do the... And I think, though, that these boys grow up into men, and that's all still there. But they don't know how to say, rub my head, scratch my back. You know, and they don't know how to be like, I need... I just think it's hard. And I know that I've been there with Heidi. And it's whether it's the kids that have taken her away from me or, it, you know, a job you're doing. And I think that's what's going on. And he just doesn't know how to tell you. I don't even know that he fully knows. So you just.
And the thing is, it's interesting. He doesn't want me necessarily to make dinner. It's not the making of the food.
No.
It's just the sitting together and eating it.
Right. But you are sitting with him. So I think it's. It's the cumulative effect of use. Like I used to have all this free time and, you know, not enough money. And now it's like, you don't have that for him. And it's the cumulative effect, in my opinion. So I would open up the dialogue and I would find ways of like, how can we, you know, really set aside and make time. Like parents have to make date nights. They have to. That's one of the things we had to do. We had to make date nights, you know, and you're going to have to do the same thing with him.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to try that.
All right, honey. Don't worry. It'll work out. Just get it all out there in the open.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely the right guy, which is the most important thing.
Well, and it sounds like he's just missing you, which is a great thing, you know?
And get used to this, Brenda. Rub my back. Scratch my head.
Scratch my arm. Jesus.
Bye, Brenda.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm telling you. They don't change. They don't.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Oh boy.
Now I know how you love to do the fitness trends, and I found some fitness trends.
Do it.
These are the 15 next big fitness trends. This is from Shape Magazine.
Play that funky music, white girl. All right.
Now, I know you have your own.
Play that funky music, rock.
Because you have the fitness
Lay
challenges.
Down and boogie and play those funky Janis challenges till you die.
Pound. With
drumsticks.
Yeah,
with the drumsticks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, been around forever.
Oh, okay. Animal Flow.
Yep, been around forever. I like that guy, though. He's got good videos on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mike Fitch.
Yep. Like Mike Fitch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. These aren't trends, though. They've been around for like 5 years.
Well, it's a 2017 article. So I thought.
Animal Flow. That guy's been. Okay. Go on. Okay.
So Pound. Well, you got to say what they are. You use
Pound.
Sticks.
Okay. So Pound is a drumming class that started at Crunch 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. However, it is a lot on your thighs and less on your arms.
Okay.
Just saying. You squat a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Animal Flow. Okay, how about this? Team-based workouts.
Team-based
workouts.
Like Soul Cycle. And like how you try to beat everyone.
But,
right?
Teammates and new workouts. Camaraderie, excitement, and accomplishment.
I didn't mean to send you. All right, a team-based workout. Give me an example.
Workouts based in tag, capture the flag, and flip cup.
Flip? Isn't that a drinking game?
That's what I thought.
Boozy do.
I better get right there. Pole workouts. That's been around.
And those are also really hard and you bruise yourself. Mm. But you have to wear very little clothes, so I'm a big proponent of it.
Okay.
Oof. Okay. Mm. That's the last thing I want to hear is my skin squealing on a pole. Wow. Take that however you want to take it. Groove. This is called Groove.
I think it's a dance thing, Groove, right?
Yeah, it's
Benjamin Allen. Yes, that's Ben Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ben Allen
Groove
is
Groove 3, actually.
Yeah, Ben, actually, we have Ben Allen stuff on Fit Fusion.
Okay.
He's a really good dancer. He's got a great class in LA that people love.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he does sometimes do classes here at Booty Works in the Valley.
Because your booty work. Mm.
It's called Booty Works?
Hey,
of course it's called
work.
Booty Works.
What? Come on now. Work.
Hey, Ropes
Come on
Gone
now,
Wild.
Booty Work.
Oh, dear God. Ropes Gone Wild.
Like it. Ropes Gone Wild. And it's battle rope classes. Good. Yeah, talk to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Ropes Gone Wild relies on the art of undulation or creating a wave-like pattern with the rope, with your body. Well, but that's ropes.
They're battle ropes, yeah, but I guess it's in a class.
Okay.
So they made a class out of it?
These ones actually look thinner than the big, thick
There's different sizes.
Oh.
It doesn't matter the size, just how you work it.
Okay.
It actually does with battle ropes, but go on.
Bar cardio fusion classes.
Been around.
Yeah, dude. Do you study any of this stuff before you bring it in?
It's from 2006.
Yeah.
This is from...
Let's talk about what is new.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go through these ones. Wave shape. What about that?
What's that about, Noose?
Well, it's 45-minute equipment-free workout that draws on the multidimensional movement patterns of surfing and other board sports to build explosive strength.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, where is that class available?
Online or on a DVD, apparently.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard of that one, Noose.
Okay. Katami.
Is that Paul Katami?
Paul Katami.
Yeah, Paul's great.
4x4.
He's certified. He did my kettlebell certification. He's really a great guy. You know that Paul, he's a trainer out here in LA, but Paul actually and his husband, they were one of the Proposition 8 defendants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really nice guy, Paul Katami.
But it looks good. It looks like a good workout.
Well, Paul's awesome.
Rowing, we talked about rowing. Bokwa.
Rowing is a new trend?
No. That's what it says here in this.
Manus, you're killing me
this
today.
This is from, I believe this article is from 1932.
Yeah.
Okay. Bokwa.
Never heard of that one.
Okay.
What's that one, Noose?
Well, look at the gals. They're all...
Dodgeball.
It's dodgeball?
It
looks like she's playing dodgeball.
What is she doing, Noosey?
It's a South African dance to bring steps to the fans in Europe, where it's already a rage.
Once again, that's Europe.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Just let me get... Hang... Hold the phone. Body blade. Do you believe in these body blades?
Are we going to lose every listener we've ever had? Are you determined to do that?
Oogie fit.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Okay, that's the end of it. Okay. Well, you know,
you want to hear mine now?
Yes, please. All Since right. mine are from, I believe,
what
the
I
turn
am
of the
seeing
century.
A lot of are people.
If you say Oogie Fit and nope. Zumba Step, I'm going to come over there and snap your neck with
say
my thighs.
Oogie Fit. I am seeing a lot of people doing all kinds of interesting stuff with yoga, like goat yoga. Have you seen that one?
Okay. I have.
Or beer yoga.
Oh, beer yoga, but I can't do that.
I'm in.
You know how
Please bring beer yoga to America.
You know how the goat, first of all, do you know how the goat yoga started? I believe it was, it was in the States.
There I thought was, it was.
Portland, I thought.
Portland,
yes,
yeah.
Portland, exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
And the goats just meandered over, and then everyone liked it so much they made goat yoga.
And the goats sit on your back. It's very cute.
What?
And
yeah.
Yeah. The goats yeah. come up there. The little pygmy goats. And,
what, yeah, it's
and they,
it, I don't find
they
it.
Say it's. It, but it also hits into a place in us that's, I don't know if it's a nurturing place because they're so damn cute that it brings out. Oh, I wish I had the article.
Goat yoga
me.
Facebook, home of goat yoga in Arizona. Goat yoga is a thing and hundreds are lining up for it. That's
yes,
on CNN.
That's the one. I think that's the piece about the gal in
Yeah,
Oregon.
And here it is. Oh, cute.
Isn't it?
Yeah, good. Goat yoga. Yeah, look how cute that is.
I think it's cute. But obviously
her goat
it has to be
yoga
outside.
Classes have become so popular. There's a 1,200 person waiting list that's growing by the day.
And
so don't,
Heidi is on it.
Don't talk to me about your boogie and your oogie and your baku. This is what's hot right now, man. It's goats.
I know, but it has to be done. You have to be in a place outdoors because think of in class, clickety-clack with their little hooves going over, clickety-clack.
What's the benefit to goat yoga?
Goats
though?
Are perfect for the yoga practice okay. because it's combining nature and animals. It's combining yoga as well, and they all go together, it says.
Goat together.
It's super zen, Jake.
They okay. all goat together.
Goat.
Well, there is. There's something. Let's face it. How can your heart not melt when you see a little goat?
Little goat.
My True. Sister had a goat named Gilligan. It was a rescue goat.
Did it eat everything? I haven't let Heidi get a goat because...
It got kind of aggressive, I'll tell you that. The goat got very protective of my sister, so when anyone came near my sister...
It would bang them.
It would bang them.
Yeah.
You get a goat in the ribs and
it hurts. That's what I keep telling her. I'm like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Pygmies are cute. They're really little... They'll
they eat things like the bumper of your car.
Yeah, they'll eat your house.
Yeah. I gotta pee.
Okay. What about the beer yoga?
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.